Welcome to another episode of the Sports Mecca Podcast. I'm your host, Stephen Abramo. As always, I'm joined by my partner, Sam Hengeli. Today, we have the opportunity to speak with Oklahoma State track and field athlete, Ainsley Scott. Ainsley, Sam and I appreciate the time this evening.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I mentioned before we started recording, we're trying to get some more track and field athletes on, especially ones that competed in this recent 2023 season. So, you know, you finished your first season at Oklahoma State in the indoor and then the outdoor. You know, share us your thoughts and how you personally feel like you performed and how the season went for you.
It was pretty good. We were all definitely hoping to make nationals after regionals, but, you know, sometimes not everything works out how you plan, but overall it was pretty good. Indoor was really good. We won indoor conference, and it was the girls' first indoor title ever for track at Oklahoma State, so that was really fun.
And then the outdoor, how do you think that went?
Pretty good. I like outdoor better because I don't have to run the 600 yard.
For sure. Now that you are currently in the off season mode, you know, how long did it take for you to switch that mindset and get ready to recharge and just enjoy the off season?
It was nice. I like miss competing now, but like at first I was like, okay, like my body needs a break. And then like after probably like a week or two, I was like kind of ready to start like working out again or doing something.
What is doing something? What is some of those workouts that you're doing just to get yourself, you know, not too stale?
Yeah, I usually will start lifting. Like I started lifting after a couple weeks, and then I just started running this week again. And I'll do like, at first I'll start with like just running like a mile or two just to kind of shake my legs out. And then I'll start doing like other like just small workouts. Like it's kind of like Farlicks and like stadiums and stuff like that.
Yeah. What's your thoughts on stadiums? I mean, I've never done, I'm not a runner, but I know a lot of people that we've had on the podcast that have done it. They hate it.
Yeah, it's not fun. Like it's okay when like we go back, because during school we do them once a week, and so he'll add like a rep each week, and it's fine in the beginning when we have like three or four, and then we eventually get to 10, and that's when I'm like, no, I hate staying.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Yeah, definitely. So before you even went to Oklahoma State, you actually competed at a different school. You competed for Central Oklahoma in the 2021-22 season. You had success there. You were named Rookie of the Year, second team All-Conference. You know, what really made you transfer out and want to play at a different program, a bigger program like Oklahoma State, you know, despite the success that you had as your freshman year?
Coming out of high school, I was still really debating, like, if I did want to go to a bigger program. And I just honestly, it was quite a few things. One of the things was, like, class sizes, because everybody told me, like, you know, you're going to get, like, probably a better education maybe at a small school and everything like that. And so I was like, that was important to me. And also going in my freshman year, I was a nursing major. So it's really hard to do track and nursing, especially at a Division I. So, and Central Oklahoma had a good nursing program also, so it kind of just worked out. And then I just kind of felt like the program wasn't the right fit for me, and it was just like a lot. And I was also curious, like, oh, you know, maybe it will be cool to, you know, compete at a bigger school.
was Oklahoma State a school that you really wanted to do and compete at, like, once you decided to transfer, or did you look at other options?
Yeah, I really liked Oklahoma State, but I did talk to some other schools too, because I just wanted to make sure, like, you know, I'm only transferring one time. I want to make for sure, like, it's the best school for me.
Did you have any familiarity with the program since you grew up in Oklahoma?
Not really. I mean, I did talk to my coach my senior year of high school also. You know, it was an option coming out of high school a little bit, but I just, you know, I was like, not sure.
So your last event that you were able to compete in for this season was the NCAA West Prelims in California. You know, give me your thoughts on that experience and what you know, really enjoyed about competing there.
It was really fun meet, because we got to stay in California for like a week. And also this running schedule is weird. It's like the boys competed Wednesday, Friday, and the girls competed Thursday, Saturday. And so it was really cool to, like, we could go and watch, you know, the boys run all together and everything. And that part was nice, because you didn't feel like rushed or anything like that. And it was just cool being in California.
Yeah. For those who are not too familiar with, like, a prelim at the NCAA level, and talk to us about that. You know, how many teams are competing in this event, and what are, you know, the top teams? Like, what do you have to get to advance to, you know, another round?
So there's the East prelims and the West prelims, and I believe it's the top for relays. It's the top 24 teams from each region go to regionals, and then the top 12 from regionals qualify for nationals. And for individual events, it's like 40 or 42 people make it to regionals, and then they take the top 24 to nationals, I think. So it's pretty good just to even qualify, because they only take so many to regionals also.
Yeah, absolutely.
Before I ask this question, I should mention I competed in the MIAA conference at Emporia State. What was it like competing in the MIAA conference?
It was good. I think it's definitely a pretty competitive conference, so it was, you know, a good conference to be in. And there was a lot of good teams, so it was fun.
How good is the level of competition in that conference, in your opinion?
I think it's pretty good, because a lot of the people, like a lot of the athletes from teams there, were making nationals, so pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. What was your biggest transition from going to a D2 school to a D1 school, not just athletically, but academically as well?
Oh yeah, the bigger classes were like a big thing for me. And just, yeah, the whole vibe is very different. You know, like, the professors are a lot more hands-off, except for, like, a few of my classes were smaller. But, yeah, they're more, like, hands-off.
Yeah, what was your largest class size at Oklahoma State? Do you remember?
I'm not sure. Probably, it was probably around 150 or 200 people.
That's not too bad. Yeah. I thought it would be, like, in the 500 range, which there are some schools that have that.
Yeah, I think I also wasn't as bad, because I had a lot of my gen eds done already, but yeah.
You were part of the Big 12 Championship DMR team. What leg were you, and what was it like to get 10 points that helped Oklahoma State win the conference?
I ran the 400 leg, and it was really awesome. We always have a really good DMR relay, and it's always really fun, because it's different, and you really only get to run it indoor, and like very few outdoor meets. So it's fun that everybody else has a different event, and seeing everybody's like strong suits and all in one relay is like really cool.
What are some goals and expectations you have going into next winter and spring?
Just to get faster, just work harder and get faster, really.
During your career so far, what are the best track venues you competed in?
I think for indoor, we all really like Texas Tech because we just think their track's really fast. And for outdoor, that's a hard one. Going to Texas Relays was really cool because, you know, their track's really nice and there was just like so many people there. So that's probably one of my favorite ones.
I was hoping you were going to say the Emporia State's outdoor track, the Golden Oval.
Did you compete against Emporia State in your first year?
Yeah, I think so.
Conference, what was there, I think, your freshman year?
Yeah, it was.
Mm-hmm.
Did you compete at KU?
No, we never went there. Nope.
Yeah, Sam and I are closest to the University of Kansas.
Oh, that's cool. We might compete there. I know a few years ago, a conference was there or supposed to be there.
Yeah, for sure. Sam knows more about that than I do. He did, you know, he competed at the college level. So all I know is, you know, Kansas has had some good runners and that have competed at the university, but.
Yeah.
All right, my last question. Any advice to those chasing a dream?
Just do what you can do and control what you can control and just work hard and do everything that you can to make it come true.
Very cool. Love that.
Yeah, Ainsley, with you being the first, you know, first time being on the podcast, would you be willing to, for the listeners out there, if you want to promote maybe your social medias or, you know, ways that people can follow you, other track athletes can reach out.
Yeah, well, my Instagram is Ansley, ANSLEY.YYY, 3 Ys. Yeah, my TikTok, I don't really get on Twitter, but my TikTok is, hey, my name's Ansley.
What led you to that username on TikTok?
Because I feel like every username was taken. I just was like, you know what? Let me just type this for fun. And it worked. So I was like, you know, I kind of like it. So
yeah, absolutely. Just before we let you go, what's kind of one thing that you feel is important to share about yourself and that's not track related? Like, what do you enjoy doing? Or like, what's something that people should know about you outside of the track?
You know, track's important to me, but it's not, you know, like, you know, it shouldn't be anybody's life. Like, I think the thing that comes first for me is, you know, my faith and trying to grow my relationship with the Lord. And I also like to go to the lake. Like, I've been there constantly this summer, I feel like, and, just hanging out with friends and enjoying time off school right now, because I definitely needed a break from school.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Ainsley, hey, we appreciate you coming on. I know that off-season schedule can be hectic, so we appreciate you finding time to come on and, you know, talking a little bit about your early career at Central Oklahoma and then also your recent season at Oklahoma State for the Cowgirls.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Nice to meet you.
All right. Nice to meet you guys.
For those who are listening to our show for the first time, all our past and future episodes are available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Also, make sure to follow us on Instagram and Twitter @TheSportsMecca.